You're on. Okay, we're on the stream. All right, thank you. Jessica Polinar? Mal Bernstein?
Yes.
Yes. Kathy Davis? No. Gail Dixon?
No. She'll be on in 5 minutes.
Oh, in 5 minutes, okay. Sasha is here. Okay. Bob Vedder?
Here.
Yes. R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Yes. Brenda Medina? Yes. Tony here. Mormon?
Here.
Yes. Marcel?
Here.
Yes. Myself? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg? Oh, okay, absent. John Winger? No. Kevin White? No. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, that was right, 8. Okay, we are in quorum. Okay, and I apologize. I did not get the minutes of when we elected Marcel and myself for secretary, and we're going to take turns. Is that right? To be co-chair?
Yes.
Yes. So, I thought we had a volunteer secretary, but no, not yet. Okay. And for the agenda, I had put a lot of things on, but, you know, I didn't have any chance to discuss these things in the PACDOVs. The first thing was... Now, besides my things that I put on, did everybody be able to... Oh, anybody come on? Okay. Maybe somebody went off. Okay. Let's see. Of these things, the code of conduct oversight or no quorum problem, how to remedy this, and recommendation of a programmers council where they can... pool their suggestions anonymously together and report to LSB management and among themselves. They can see what each other is saying and have some representation at the board meeting, maybe no vote, but just there to ask questions or answer questions. Might be give them a little more governance representation or a little more justice there. That was just my idea. I haven't had any input from to others. And the other was financial transparency of the evidence of like contracts or bank statements or expenses or arbitrons to be able to see these things. It's like pulling teeth in some instances. And I thought maybe we could make some nicely worded, kindly worded, sincere rule or encouragement to get that across. And besides that, oh yes, from National, it was how many meetings are called that miss quorum before the committee is reorganized, and how long after the board is slated before a committee must meet and reach quorum. Okay, of these things, also Mal came, I see, he wanted to, did y'all see it? And suggested a kind of limited tenure for the management, like 3 months. Well, I think that's delicious, limited tenure. even if a manager is an extremely excellent one, they can always be voted again. Yes,
That's not quite accurate.
That's not quite accurate.
It was okay. Limited tenure for an interim manager.
Yes, interim manager. Well,
not a fully appointed general manager.
Does other stations have fully appointed managers?
Well, they're supposed to. Whether they do or not is another story. But
well, KPC interim. Yes, who spoke?
R. Paul is a point of order.
Yes?
We haven't actually voted on an agenda, and I don't see one. Nobody has sent one to the list, and...
Oh, really?
If somebody sent it, they didn't send it today, but if somebody knows when it was sent, that would be good.
It was sent this...
They have to agree on an agenda.
It was sent yesterday.
Yeah, it was sent yesterday.
It would be in the PACDOV or on the... Okay.
So that would be sometime on the 9th? Who sent it?
It's also on your PNB announcement that came at 6:30 this morning.
Of
the announcement. The agenda is attached.
Okay, I see one in that.
That's the same agenda we're working from.
All right. Okay,
well, I never got a 6 a.m. announcement because I don't get those things.
we should, the committee should vote on this and decide what we're going to go to.
Yes, yes. Sasha, your sfutron at pacbell.net?
Yes.
That's you?
I'm going to see. Mal just sent something to me. Let me see if it is here.
S-F-U-T-R-A-N at pacbell.net. Is that your email?
P-A-C as in Charles?
Yes.
Yeah, but Nancy, let's not waste any more time on
okay.
this. It doesn't work. We tried, you know, a week or so ago. Let's move on. People just have to remember that they have to send it to the committee and they have to send it to me separately.
Okay. So these things, we have so many things on here, and we're starting late, and I apologize. And we may have to somebody may have to get off for, you know, family taking care of family healing. Shall we vote? Which of these things would you think we should attack first tonight?
Will we approve the agenda?
Yes. Does anyone object to any of these things that we have submitted?
Well, I would like to add my item.
And who's my? That is Mal. That's
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I wholeheartedly include that.
I'd like to put it as item number one.
Yes, and number one was, what was it?
I don't call to order? I think we're done with that part.
No, call to order we already did. No, but agenda was, yes? Did somebody come on?
Yes, hi Nancy, this is Tracy from Berkeley.
Oh, Tracy's here, okay, good.
Sorry, I had a meeting till 6, so I...
Thank you for joining us. Okay,
yep.
So we got 9 people now. All right. So we're trying to vote on the agenda, and shall we does anyone object to any of the things that we have on the agenda?
Well, this is Bob.
Yes,
I'm a little confused by some of what you I take it these are your suggestions that we're looking at here that we got
yes.
this morning?
Yes, so
okay.
I'd like to get the ones that have consensus with everybody.
Right. So let me just clarify. The number 3, no quorum minutes. What does that mean?
No quorum. Did I write minutes?
Yep.
I meant when we don't make quorum and in local committee meetings or in the national committees, these absences are considered excused.
Okay.
Because that's what's happening in the local committee meetings in KPFT, and we have. Like three, four meetings, no quorums. People don't show up, and their excuse is that it's not a meeting if it doesn't make quorum, so their absence is excused. It's
okay. No, I understand. So let me make a suggestion. We have 3. You put 3 items on here that relate to quorum. Number 3. Excuse me.
Yes. Go ahead.
Number 3, number 5, and number 6. So why don't we consolidate those into the question of quorum in general, problems with quorum, and then we can take all those issues under that.
Okay. So no 3, 5, and 6 will be one thing.
Yeah. And then my other question is number 4. It says oversight of code of conduct by MSRC and governance. What is MSRC?
Oh, management selection... and review management MRSC management review and selection committee.
Okay, so that's a LSB committee at KPFT, right?
Yes. Does everybody else have these things?
No.
Oh.
So.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not really clear. What is this discussion about? Or is supposed to be about?
Okay. The code of
just
conduct.
Briefly.
Okay. Yeah, the code of conduct is a complaint report, and one page. When someone has a complaint, and they fill it out and they give it to the manager. Okay. No one has oversight over that. And if the complaint is about the manager, sometimes it gets lost and it's not attended to, and management does not do anything about it. I mean, that could happen. It has happened in the past. So if there's no oversight and manager is almighty in handling these complaints, then it's not good. It's like, you know, if governance were to be given, the local governance committee were to be given a copy of it, and they sign it, and they know that manager received it, management knows that they received it too, and even the other committee, maybe more importantly, is the Management Review and Selection Committee, which reviews meets once a month, and they review the management's work and the program director's work, and sometimes they have them come in and ask questions and answer questions.
Okay. I think you've explained it. So my last question is about number 8. What do you mean by safe transport of email communication?
Okay. Sometimes there has been, I heard, there was kind of wondering whether email transactions are being filtered or being, you know, not it's like sort of like mail tampering, because all of a sudden these emails come all at once, and I don't know if what the system is when listeners send to national emails, or when listeners send to the local stations, and then how they get transferred to the LSB or to the national boards is. I think we should make it clear. I don't know how to put teeth in it exactly, but I'm wondering if it's being correctly done and quickly, punctually done.
Well, it seems to me that's more of an issue perhaps the technology committee could take up. I don't quite see the role of the governance committee in that question.
I see. Well, if it's done deviously, I would think it's...
Hello, it's Gail.
Oh, Gail. Okay, now we have 10. Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Gail. Okay, Gail. Tracy, Gail. Yes. Okay, and so we're trying to decide on the agenda. Okay, so why don't we, we have so many things to do, so why don't we just put that on the technology, ask technology, or to think about, nobody feels they have... any problems with getting their emails on the national or no? Okay. All right. I just want to. All right. So let's scratch this off. So we have one about no quorum and the other about a programmers council and the other about getting financial transparency of evidence to the board to be able to look at from management. And about the about committees, how long do they do before they reorganize? And okay, so shall we start with number 1? What is that?
Madam Chair?
Yes, yes, yes. And yes.
This is our Paul Martin. I have a question. Since it appears this is getting done here this way, I think a good thing would be for someone to read the proposed agenda so that the people listening to us on the stream
oh, good
know
idea.
What it is.
Yes, good idea.
And then we can have a motion from that and we can vote or whatever we want to do.
Okay, okay. Would you read it, please? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have a computer. I'm sorry. So I'm
okay.
Doing off to my head.
Well, let's... okay.
And you are all R. Paul Martin?
That's me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's see. Let me see if I can put those 3 quorum ones together.
3, 5, and 6, I believe Bob said. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Put that in there. Oh.
And 7 also.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Three,
I'm
five,
trying
six,
to put
seven.
Them together yeah. in one thing here. And all right. I'll just read these somehow together. 1, call to order by co-chair Nancy Saibara-Naratomi. 2, roll call. 3, approval of minutes of last meeting. 4, next meeting date. No, we didn't do that. 5, approval of agenda. 6, agenda. 1, a programmers' council to connect and improve programming and governance. 2, rule to require management to provide any documents regarding finance and operations to LSB and or stakeholders. 3, no quorum minutes. Quorum blues, and how long after the board is slated before a committee must meet and reach quorum? 4, oversight of code of conduct by MSRC and governance. I left out 6. How many meetings called at Ms. Quorum before committee is reorganized? There's a bunch of quorums. They're all one now. 8, safe transport of email communications, which I guess is on there. 7, new business. 8, adjournment.
Here is Mal Bernstein's resolution that's been written up.
Oh, no, that should be, that should, yes, we should put that in. So,
I'd like to put that at the top of the agenda, and this is Sasha. And the reason why is that's an actual written up resolution that we've all had a chance to read, and there's been some exchange of opinion on it. Whereas a lot of these other things, they're not resolutions yet, and
that's right.
And they, you know, and I don't know that they apply to all stations anyway, and I don't know if they're intended to. I mean, so we have one thing that's ready to go, as it were. And I
have to leave at 7:45.
Yes, we have
6:45. So I would appreciate taking it up now.
Okay. So if no one's against that, can we do that? Start with Mal's proposal.
Question.
I think I'll actually object. This is Tracy.
Oh, okay. Yes, Tracy?
Paul has a question. Could we have somebody move this agenda, and then somebody can then move to amend it, and that way we can keep track, and we all then agree on what's the agenda.
Okay. So the transporting of safe transporting of the emails, why don't we take that off and for a later time maybe, or maybe technology could put up with that. So we'll cut that down since no one seems to be having trouble getting their emails. And since Mal has to leave early, but Tracy objected. Okay. I think since we're all here and Mal made such an effort to detail his thing and thoughtfully, and I just flung things in the air and didn't have time to get consensus talk with Tracy, do you mind if we let Mal?
I'm afraid I'm going to need to object. The motion wasn't sent until October 8th. You had items noticed for the agenda before October 8th.
There were? I didn't receive any.
They were on, yes, the agenda was on the meeting announcement that went out prior to October 8th. So I don't think that's proper procedure, and I am going to object. You can, you can have a vote on it, but I think the motion needs to go at the bottom of the agenda.
I apologize. Yeah, I was late, I'm learning so many things. I sent directly on the 3rd to Otis, but it was rejected, and I didn't know it was rejected until the next day or 2 days later I find out. Then I sent to Marcel, but Marcel has the key, the magic. Anyway, she could get through to Otis's thing. I could not. I didn't know that. I didn't know. The only national delegates could do that. So it got delayed, yes. But could we just go ahead and do a little bit, since I know it's irregular, but at least we're together and we have a list of things, and he has thoughtfully written it out. I really am interested in limited tenure when you have a good reason for it, and when you don't have a limited tenure, some things are just horrible. I mean, I think it's worthwhile considering.
This is Bob.
Excuse me. Hello.
Yes.
Is that Gail?
Yes, Gail.
there are a number of items that I shall have to catch up on. This is the first time I'm speaking with all of you.
Oh, me too. Me too.
And I am also not going to be able to stay on here a long, long time tonight due to I'm raising my granddaughter, and I've got to deal with her.
Okay. You have some passionate proposal, or you have some?
No, just wanted to let you know I wouldn't necessarily be able to stay on here for the whole call.
Okay. I don't think I'm not sure how much we can consensus we can gather here, but I think we can continue working on the packed up listserv. But shall we go ahead and start and listen to Mal?
This is
Elaborate?
Bob. This
yes,
is Bob.
Bob. Yes,
yeah,
Bob.
I have a suggestion.
On the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
When there's a disagreement about the agenda,
yes.
we take the committee takes a little bit of discussion and then just simply has a vote. And
okay.
that determines whether we include it or we don't include it.
Okay.
And let me also point out that that I have not seen, I know of nothing in the bylaws that requires that committee agendas be submitted 7 days in advance. I know the board has a rule, the full PNB has a rule about special committees that are done by phone. You know, that applies to them, but not to committees. And I've been on many
okay.
committees for many years.
Yeah, just to be clear, Bob, I'm not objecting to the inclusion of the motion on the agenda. I'm objecting to the inclusion, to the prioritizing of the motion ahead of all the other material on the agenda.
Well,
I'm suggesting that it go in item 4 or 5 or whatever is the bottom of the agenda. I'm not objecting to the inclusion.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it was sent in October 8th and other items were there before.
Yeah, well, none
what
of us got
that. What she's saying is that she wants the item put on the agenda at a time when I can no longer be here.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that the agenda
order,
isn't held hostage to your schedule.
Board of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
It is out of order for us to ascribe motivation to each other.
That's right. I agree. Because we got work to do. Come on, let's not do that.
If we would stop fighting about it, we probably could get to item 3 or 4 on the agenda in the next half an hour.
Okay. Let's take a vote on this.
Sasha, can I?
Oh yes, Sasha. Yes.
I would like that to be the first item. You know, content on the agenda. I do think we have to set the next meeting date.
You're right.
Okay, so let's not forget that, and if there were any minutes from last meeting.
Okay, at the last minute.
There's no quorum. There's no minutes.
There was a meeting before that with a quorum, and I don't think we've gotten the minutes from that either.
Yeah.
No, that was
true.
my tardiness and getting the, we elected, yes.
Propose that we set the next meeting day first, then we deal with Mal's agenda.
Okay.
And then we deal with all the quorum, the 4 quorum issues that have been compacted. Then I don't really care after that.
Okay, thank you for your frankness. Let's see. When is a day? Is Monday still a good day for everyone?
Well, Madam Chair, we haven't adopted any of the agenda yet.
We haven't voted on this yet.
Okay.
We haven't adopted anything.
All right. Let's vote on the agenda with Mal's proposal first.
I think procedurally what you do is you vote on the draft agenda as it was submitted, and then you vote on an amendment to it.
Excuse me, but procedurally
that's
you vote
correct?
On the motion before you, and the motion before you is to adopt the agenda with that change.
Oh, I didn't hear anyone actually make that motion.
I did.
Someone did, yeah, because he had it all written out.
Is that my motion?
I thought I submitted a motion to do the agenda as our Paul had stated it, but maybe I didn't.
Am I taking minutes? Ooh, I'll just have to listen to the stream. Okay, but a nice young lady, she suggested that we put Mal's because his is very well written out. Mine are just thrown out
mm-hmm.
in the universe there. Okay, so that's shall we vote on this with the
yes.
tenure first and the number. To all the others as listed, already listed, programmers, I don't want to say it again. Is it all right? So we just, all those that were, that I think Bob,
I think
our part. Yes, who is speaking?
This is Sasha. I think
yes?
I suggested that the order be we set the next meeting date, we deal with Mal's proposal, we deal with the grouping having to do with the forum. And I'm open to hear code of conduct, MSRC, whatever that is, and governance next. What else is there? Safe transport of email. What else is there? Program council next. That we have the order. Would somebody like to second that proposal or make a suggestion?
Second.
You don't need seconds in committee.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Would it be helpful if I, because I've gone over this and put it together again with all the quorums in there. Would it be helpful if I posted this original one to the committee mailing list right now and everybody could read it? Because people are talking about things that aren't there, and, you know, it's...
Yes, I thought everybody received it, but I did receive it. So who did not receive it?
That would be helpful.
I'll just forward it to me.
I see.
But so anybody would like to forward it to them, just give me an email address if you need it.
Okay. Yes, please, Mal, send it to Sasha. That would be nice.
I have it. Sasha has it.
Okay.
I have
right.
it from Mal.
Yes. Our Paul, yes, I think it would be helpful since we now have an amended agenda for you to type out the amended agenda and send it if you would.
Okay. I just sent it just now, so we'll see.
Oh, thanks.
It gets in there in the next few seconds.
Okay. Who is speaking, Bob or R.
This
Paul?
This is R. Paul Martin.
Okay, R. Paul. Thank you. Thank
sent
you.
The agenda as, you know, with all those, with concatenating the various quorum things and all that, and taking out the thing about the email, and that way, I think that will be the I don't know. Depends
okay.
on how.
Well, that is the agenda that was before the amendment, yes.
Yeah.
So, do we have to take a vote now?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get my list again.
What do we vote? We're voting on Sasha's proposal, right? Is that correct?
We're voting on Sasha's amendment of the agenda, yes.
All right.
Could you restate the order? Because this is not the same as what's been put out in print.
Well, I haven't received it, of course, because I don't receive it. Could you send it to me at sftran@packbell.net?
You realize that you've just given your thing over there.
Oh, okay. My.
That is true. That
all right, here it goes. I'm sending it to you.
Fortunately, probably no one is listening.
Yes. Bob did warn us everything.
It's out there.
Yeah, and on the listserv too, it's public. So.
I think the governance list is not. Is it?
Is it?
It is not public. No.
Yeah.
It is
otherwise
not.
Otherwise, we'd have.
Oh, good. Okay.
We'd be in trouble at some point.
Oh, all right. Oh, so the listserv is not public on the governance. Okay. All right. Has every Sasha? Have you received and? Okay.
Now, if you've received it, would you forward it to me?
So, of all of us here, can I just, Sasha has to wait until she sees it.
If I get assurances from others that it's what I proposed, I'm ready to vote on it. Don't worry.
It's not what you proposed. That's the point.
What is it?
It's okay. What the original agenda was cleaned up by R. Paul Martin. We still need to get in writing what the amendment is,
okay.
What the amended agenda is.
I don't have
the amendment agenda is with Malcolm's proposal at the first.
No, she also rearranged the order of the other items.
Oh.
And Malcolm's agenda isn't in this thing from R. Paul. So you don't really have a written version of the agenda you're trying to approve. You probably should.
Can I point out that it's now 57 minutes since
yes,
the meeting was supposed
time.
To start, and we still are not talking about anything substantive?
Okay, can we just...
I would urge that we finally get down to some business.
Yes. Who's speaking? Is that Bob or is that R?
Mal.
Al. Okay. Mal. Okay. All right. Do I need a roll call vote on this? This is going
yes.
to take time.
Okay. Yes, you do.
All right.
We're voting on the original rearrange that I just received. Is that it?
I don't know what you're voting on. I have no idea.
Okay.
You could clarify it. Yes.
This is Bob. Can I suggest something?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. We have a written agenda in front of us. The amendment that Sasha made orally, and then we're not required to have everything in writing. The amendment she made was to add to that agenda, the agenda that R. Paul just sent us, a new item which will be number one under agenda, that is motion concerning interim management. So that's not just amendment. That's what we should
Bob, that's
call
not
for.
What she said. That's not what
no,
she
Sasha
said. She added other items.
Sasha can speak for herself.
Okay, but that's not what she said at the time of the motion.
No, well, I thought that's what she said. We'll have to check the stream.
Yes, I did say that was item number one. I said item number two was a grouping of all the quorum blues.
Okay.
I think you said item number one was the date of the next meeting,
well,
but whatever.
The next meeting, yes, I think we have to set the date of the next meeting before people stop dropping off the call. And then I think we should do the interim management resolution that we have in writing.
Okay.
And then all the quorum discussion. I suspect we will not get any further than that since we've already been passing.
Okay.
Now.
Shall we just vote on number
you need
one?
Clarity on what we're voting on.
Yeah.
And then the
okay.
rest of it could be in the order in which it's been presented here.
All right. The next meeting, 24th Monday. Is
we
that
have to approve this first, Nancy.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. So, okay, since we're running out of time, let's cut this list in half, and we'll just, because I don't think we're going to get to it. And,
no, we have to vote on what was put before you to vote on.
All right.
You don't get to change your mind every 2 minutes.
I just don't think we're going to get to any of them if we keep... okay, so are we ready to vote on this? Okay, Mal Bernstein, as the amend with the amended version of the agenda, how say you?
Well, hold on. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I have... My memory is that somebody made a motion to approve the agenda and that Sasha has an amendment to that to make Mal's motion number one on the agenda. So we would do
no.
the agenda first. We would do the amendment first. And
that's not
that.
Our call, that's not correct, I don't think, and this is why we're having the problem.
Yeah.
There was a motion to approve the agenda as it was submitted, I think. But leaving that aside, Sasha then made an amendment that rearranged several items. Her new item one was the date of the next meeting. Her new item two was Mal's motion. Her new item three was the quorum item. I guess the rest of them were left cologne. That is the amendment that she made. It's not an amendment to make Mal's item number one. That's why I was saying you have to have this stuff in writing because otherwise it gets all screwed up. So you either need to vote on the amendment and then vote on the main motion, or you need to vote on the main motion and then the amendment, whichever way procedurally you want to do it. I think probably you vote on the amended agenda. If it fails, you go back to the main motion.
Okay, since I listed some of these things on, can I take them off and make it shorter so we can vote?
No, not
or is that
now.
Confusing things more?
No, you'll have
I think it's confusing things more.
Okay.
You don't have to finish the agenda. It's okay. You
just consider that a friendly amendment.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Somebody wanted to speak?
Madam Chair?
Can we have the vote, please?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Okay. We should do the roll call vote should be the roll call in alphabetical order. So, not the list to ask.
But not the people who are not here. I don't have. Oh, I should call them too.
Sure.
Yes, you
sometimes
should.
People come into a meeting. I've had people come to meetings.
Oh, really?
Their vote.
Wow.
Hello, you're
okay.
Here.
Okay. Roll call on the. What are we voting on the agenda as
the amendment? The amendment.
The amendment, with which means with Mal's proposal for interim manager, limited quorum, limited tenure on as number one.
No, as number two.
Sasha, it's my amendment, so let me say what it is, please.
Yes, please, Sasha.
Item one is picking the next meeting date. Item two is Mal's resolution on interim general managers.
Uh-huh.
Item three is all the quorum blues lumped together. Item four is program council. Item five is rule to inquire management. It's the rest of the agenda in order that has been already mentioned. Okay?
It's not program council. It's programmers.
Programmers council to connect.
Yes.
May we have the roll call now, please?
Okay. Jessica Polinar. No. Okay. Mal Bernstein.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Kathy Davis. No. It's not really a no. What is it? It's an app.
Absolutely. Yes.
Just keep going.
Okay. Okay. Gail Dixon. Would you like it?
I'm going to abstain until I understand what's going on because this is
if you want to have number one, as we decide on a date. And,
okay, Nancy. Just yes, once you're in the middle of a vote, just go. Okay.
Abstain on Gail. I'm sorry, Gail. Sasha.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And Bob.
Yes.
Yes. All right. And R. Paul Martin.
No.
No. Okay. And Brenda Medina. Okay, she's not here. All right. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Nancy, yes, myself. Tracy?
No.
No, okay. And John? Not here, okay. And Kevin White? Not here, okay. And that's all, okay. All right, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 1, 2, 2
yes.
Noes and 1 abstention.
Question?
Yes, question.
I have 5, 2, 1.
Oh,
1, 2, 3, 4. I have Mal Bernstein, Sasha Futron. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, it is 6. Okay.
Okay, so 6, 2, 2, and 1 abstention. Okay. All right. So let's start with the date. Next date that we meet. Would you like to meet 24th of this month, or
no?
No. You want to be a little late, more than 3 weeks. Halloween night is a. We have gifted with 5 Mondays.
Let me open up the KPFTX calendar because you have to check
please.
And see if anybody else has
idea.
Any of the dates. Because if you schedule it with a conflict, that won't work.
But if you're going to be interrupted to give trick-or-treat candy and it's a problem, then maybe we better not do. But it's kind of dark at that time.
Fine with me.
I don't
fine
know
with me.
California people. Okay, Halloween is a proposed to everybody. Your local committee meetings, you okay?
Hold on. Let me check the calendar.
Yes?
Let's see. Nope. You can't have October 31st.
Bye.
There's another meeting.
Oh, what is it?
What?
Strategic the frat.
Oh, strategic.
So what?
Meets on the 31st. On the 31st.
Uh-huh.
So you have to go into November.
Okay.
You could have Monday, November 7th, and that would be the only Monday that's available in November.
Oh, really? Oh, the only Monday. Oh, dear.
The only Monday. Committees have the others.
Oh. Ooh,
okay.
Okay. How
about
I have an ARDC meeting that night. Oh.
You can't make the 7th? Okay. Well, let me look at some other dates.
Okay. This meeting has. Have we met on another day? That's good. 24th is not good. It's too soon.
It isn't
no.
For me, Gail.
Gail, it's too bad. It's not good for you.
It's not good for me either. The only date that's available left in October is Friday, October 28th, which I doubt anybody wants to do, so I think we should probably kick over
fine
to November.
Fine, 28th is fine.
Yeah, I'm okay with Fridays.
I'm not. I have an engagement on Friday night. We have the 7th. We have the 7th. If people could meet on Tuesdays, you have November 1st and November 8th are also available.
I have a development meeting on the 1st. Okay. Friday, how many people cannot make it on the 28th? Tracy cannot, and who else?
On a Friday? Yuck. I don't want to make it on a Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yuck was
there's
a,
no. There's no
spot?
Reason to
uh-huh.
do that.
Okay. There. All right.
I suggest we go back to the 24th.
Yeah. 24th Monday. You know, it's kind of soon, but we're so disorganized. I'm not disorganized. I'm disorganized, and I think we have a lot to do. How about 24th? And we try to get our agenda. Yeah, and we try to get our agenda done through the emails and get some consensus there, so we don't have to spend a lot of time on Otis.
Yeah,
this is Bob.
I'm not going to be able to make it, but that's okay. I mean,
yeah,
just,
this is Bob.
You know,
I'm on the air fundraising on the 24th.
Oh,
yeah,
I've got
4 other Pacifica related meetings that week, and it's just not going to happen.
Okay,
but
right.
You know, that's okay.
As I said, the 24th for Gail won't work.
Yeah, if it's more than one person, then we might want to reconsider. But if it's just me, I understand.
How about
I can't do it.
The 20th Thursday, is that additional national on that? Is there on the 20th, or is there?
No, actually, it's on the 13th. Yeah, you could do that. It's awfully soon.
Oh, yeah, it is awfully soon, isn't it? We can have, but, is it?
I can't do the 20th.
No, 20th is not good. Okay. All right.
Anybody else can't do the 20th?
Anybody else?
Well, I just think it's really soon.
It's too soon. Okay. Everybody's allergic to Saturdays.
Oh, God. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm on the air some of those Saturdays, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
I think we're in November. So the question is, which of these days is the best? 1, 7, or 8? Or the worst?
Okay. I see on my calendar that our development was moved to the 8th. So the 1st, I'm free. I don't have development on the 1st. So I'm okay. How about everybody?
November 1st works for everyone.
That's a Tuesday now. The first day in November. Is everybody okay with Tuesday, the 1st, November 1st?
Let's go for it.
Okay, let's make it a deal. Okay. Governance.
Okay.
All right. Now, that's done. Now, Mal, could you elaborate or ask any questions, or how should we get to this? I want you to...
Usually the person is asked to read it first, just read the text.
Yes, okay. R. Paul... how shall I call you? Paul or R?
R. Fine.
R. Paul.
R. Paul.
Yes, you did a nice reading of it. Could you read the second? We've already got the date, so the second one. Mal's proposal.
Reading which thing again?
The proposal by Mal for interim management limited tenure.
Let me read it.
Why don't we let Mal read it? Yeah.
Okay.
Be it resolved that the PNB Governance Committee recommends to the PNB the following. Resolved that whenever the bylaws address the hiring, supervision, evaluation, and removal of management personnel, the role of the LSP shall be the same whether the appointment is considered interim, shall not exceed 6 months, or permanent. Management positions that are temporary or acting shall not exceed 3 months in duration, and no such appointments will be made without the recommendation of the LSP. Further, be it resolved that temporary, acting, and interim general managers may not make permanent hires, and temporary, acting, interim program directors may not make permanent program changes without the explicit approval of the process by the LSP. That's it. I'm happy to motivate it.
Oh, who said that? Happy to motivate it.
Mal did.
Mal did. Okay.
Please motivate.
Thank you, Mal. I want everyone's opinion on this. Who wants to give their opinion?
I'd like to.
A gentleman's voice was a fraction of a second before the female voice. So.
Point of order.
Yes.
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
The protocol for these meetings is when a person introduces a motion, they read it, and then they get a chance to motivate it, and then other people can comment.
Oh, okay. Please motivate Bob.
No, Mal.
Sorry.
There seems to be a fairly normal process in Pacifica, which is not normal. It is the process of having interim managers and program directors go on without check and without any duration, solely appointed by and with only the approval of the Pacifica Executive Director, and without the concurrence or input of any kind from local station boards. That seems to me to be a violation of the basic principles upon which Pacifica seems to be founded, and that is input and direction from the local stations communities. And those communities are represented by their local station boards. It is just not the right way to run a railroad to have only the Pacifica Executive Director control all the stations. That is a problem that this seeks to address.
Wow.
Now, basically, I have to leave.
Oh, Mal, thank you very much. I was not aware of this. It's very shocking. We've been stuck with the same manager for 10 years, and we voted. The LSC voted them. I didn't know that this was happening. So, which can I, please?
This is Tracy for the staff when you get
a
chance.
Yes, Tracy. Yes.
Point of order?
Yes.
Whenever you're done. Take the point of order first.
Mal, you're finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for your thoughtful proposal. I think we
can I vote yes.
Uh-huh.
You can't vote yes.
I know. We know how you feel.
I'm leaving.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I told you I have to get off
the
call.
Yes, you have to go. Yes. Thank you very much, Mal. Okay. Who is next? I think it was who is the point of order?
Point of order from R. Paul.
Yes, R. Paul. Please.
Yeah. Looking at it, I have to say I did not extensively go over this, but looking at it, I think parts of this are out of order. I mean, some parts of it, I guess, maybe in order, but I think, like, the second paragraph there is out of order. In terms of saying, this is the second paragraph. It says, further be it resolved that temporary / acting and interim general managers may not make permanent fires, and temporary acting and interim program directors may not make permanent program changes without the explicit approval of the process by the LSB. There's a difference between management and governance, and there needs to be a bright line between them, and this kicks over the bright line completely. The LSBs have their roles laid out in the bylaws about what the LSBs can do about certain things. But basically, to use a word that gets used, has been used by all sorts of people at BAI over the years, this becomes serious micromanaging of what the managers may do. And I think this would be, certainly the second paragraph is out of order, and there might be some parts of the first paragraph I'm not too sure about. So I think the motion as presented is out of order. It may need some work, and maybe it could be made in order, but right now it looks to me like this thing's out of order.
Sasha on the list.
Yep.
Yes, Sasha.
I think I was next on the step, Nancy.
Yes, I'm waiting for you.
Well,
can you move back from your receiver?
Sure.
A little bit. It's so
sorry. I know.
Good strong diaphragm.
Yeah. Yeah, phones are tough. Is that better?
Oh,
is
go
that
ahead,
better?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, ditto to R. Paul's point of order, and I would ask the chair to rule on that. But I'll say three things about the motion. I think it's problematic in three specific ways. R. Paul has already mentioned the out-of-orderness in terms of the fact that LSBs do not sign off on individual hires or fires on any employees besides GMs and PDs, and in that case, they only recommend. We cannot extend more powers to LSBs than they have per the bylaws, number one. And number two, that's not even a power that the PNB has. So how can the PNB delegate that to an LSB? Those are powers that are reserved for people on the payroll, not for board members. So I think you're really looking at a bylaws amendment fundamentally, which is a totally different process and cannot be done by resolution in this manner. On a practical basis, the role that the bylaws give LSBs for the selection of managers is to put together a pool, do some initial interviews, and put together a pool from which the ED selects, period. That's what the LSBs do. To say that they would do that for 3-month and 6-month appointments kind of rolls over the fact that, in general, LSBs take 6 months to a year to complete that process. And I think everyone at the stations that have been through recent GM searches would affirm that. In Houston, of course, it's been a long time, so I understand. But at every other station, it's taken a minimum of 6 months. So you can't have a 6-month process to to select someone who's going to be serving for a maximum of 6 months. It's absurd. By the time you made up your mind, the person's term would be over. So it seems to me that on three levels, the motion doesn't work. So I'm with R. Paul. It needs to be ruled out of order. There may be some version of it that can come back after a rewrite, but this current version would be almost pointless to pass because it would be ruled out of order at the larger board, I'm pretty sure.
I'd like to interrupt. R. Paul Martin did not say out of order. He said needs more work needed.
Oh, no, I said it's out of order.
Oh, that's you said it's out
of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay. Out of order. All right.
Yeah, well, any motion that's out of order can be rewritten and come back in a form that's in order, but it is out of order at the moment as presented.
And I see. And when a person is fired or hired when it's felt to be unfairly, then yeah. It's tough luck?
Do you want me to answer that? Do you
yes.
want me to answer that? Okay.
Yes.
Is there
yeah. something that governance could do that could be mm-hmm. a little more collaboration before these things happen?
Yeah. Well, you have to make a separation there. Three of our stations have union contracts, number one, that cover the majority of the employees, so there is a union grievance process
who
that would kick in.
Managers?
I understand that's
wait,
not
wait,
the
I didn't
case.
Hear. Who said that? I didn't hear what it was.
I don't know. I'm being interrupted, so I'll try to answer the question if you want, but I need
yes,
to
but,
be able
but
to
Tracy,
talk.
But, Tracy, you've had a lot of time. I'd like to have time for others. I'm sorry, Tracy. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just you asked a question. I thought that you wanted an answer.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even remember what I asked now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Continue
okay.
with this.
What he now said is that solely elected by the executive director, and I thought it was each station's board elected their own manager. Am I wrong?
For permanent GMs, yes. For interims, no.
All right. And okay, Houston's is interim.
No, Houston has a permanent manager. Dwayne is permanent.
Oh, he's permanent? Oh, well.
Yes, he got the job permanently like 7 or 8 years ago at least.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'd like to hear I don't want to say the name, but all of you, I'd like to hear the others. You have some.
This is Sasha, and I'm.
Yes? Yes, Sasha.
And then after Sasha, this is Bob. I'd like
yes.
to speak.
Okay, Sasha, go.
Okay. Well, I think that this is a resolution that it seeks to address a problem in the system. And the problem is that the LSC gets bypassed. It is in the selection of the interim general manager. And further, that there are interim general managers that stay there for sometimes longer than permanent general managers, and then make, even in their very first month or two, make clinical programming changes or hire interim program directors who then make, with the approval of the interim general manager, make huge program changes. And I think if you stop and you think about it, it doesn't make much sense to you've got somebody there on an interim basis. They really should be holding down the fort and holding things together. Person is there permanently, and it is really foolhardy to have them step in and make all kinds of changes. And that's the reason behind this. And it is put the selection of the general manager back in the local station board's hands. It has been kind of removed. And the other part of it is to limit the time that there is the general manager, which I wholeheartedly agree with. I would extend I personally have serious questions about the 3 months of business. I do believe that our a longer period of that to put.
Oh, you're breaking up. I do believe what?
That it takes a search committee a little bit longer than that to be formed and, advertise and interview, et cetera, and to go through the whole process of hiring a permanent general manager. I would be a bit more generous in terms of how long an interim general manager can stay in place. I would say something like 9 months, and if an additional 3 months are needed, that should go before the LSB. I mean, that would be my own choice on this. But I do say that in general, I wholeheartedly concur with this because I think this is a problem in the system of having, as Mal says, one person then dictating everything that's done. And I want to remind everybody that these new bylaws of ours, they're not that new any longer, but the latest bylaws are about 10 years old, were really put in place to be democratic and have people within the Pacific community all have a voice instead of having one person more or less, you know, making all the decisions. And I think that this really fits in perfectly with the intent of the bylaws. And really, I think it's absolutely apropos, and I think what's currently being done really flies in the face of our bylaws. They are not, things are being run at the moment not as they were intended.
Okay. Thank you, Sasha. Bob, please.
Okay. Well, I agree with much of what Sasha said. I think this motion is an effort to deal with a problem that has been around for a long time, and I don't need to repeat what other people have said about it, that there's just one person decision-making, which is totally against what the bylaws says, is that there should be collaborative decision-making about management. And I think it's reasonable that it distinguishes between a temporary or an acting, whatever you want to call it, you know, who's obviously someone that every once in a while you need to put someone in when some unforeseen circumstance happens, versus an interim, which is the person that will stay there during the entire length of a search for a permanent. So I think it kind of strikes the right balance. Now, as to the objections made about the points of order, the last paragraph that talks about temporary acting and interim general managers may not make permanent hires, that in no way is asserting a power of the LSB to do anything. It doesn't even mention the LSBs in that piece of it. It's simply saying that if someone is going to be that temporary, they shouldn't be able to put their stamp in a permanent way on the station. And there's nothing in the bylaws that prohibits that kind of clarification of what the role of this type of position is. And, so on that point, there's no prohibition there. There's nothing out of order there. As far as the second point about program changes, what it says is temporary and acting and interim program directors may not make permanent program changes without the explicit approval of the process by the LSB. Now, if people will look at the bylaws where there's one of the powers and duties of the LSB, it's to work with management to ensure that the process for decision-making on programming is collaborative, fair, and respectful. So there's actually quite explicit authorization in the bylaws for the LSB to play a role in the process. I agree that it would be totally forbidden for the LSB to have the power to say, you have to make this change in the programming, or you can't make that change in the program. But they certainly can say, well, we want to see that the process, as the bylaw says, is respectful, fair, and collaborative. And if we don't think the process is, up to that standard, then the change cannot be made. So, if you read it carefully, you'll see it actually doesn't forbid permanent program changes. It just forbids them if they violate process, which I think is an important thing. Actually, it's quite a concession to allow a temporary person to make a permanent program change under any circumstances. I would be happier if they were barred from doing it at all. But this takes a more modest position and says, at least you make sure the process being used is fair, collaborative, and respectful. So I don't think there's anything out of order about this. Maybe there's details that need to be tweaked, but not because it's out of order.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Our Paul?
Could I get a ruling on this? Because I've suggested this is out of order, and we need the chair to rule one way or another. We shouldn't actually have all that debate.
Well, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do in this case, but I would like to hear any others. We have Tony. We haven't heard of Marcel and